Isaiah 2.
这就是为什么有第九章。
That's why there's chapter 9.
所以我们明白但以理书第九章。
So if we understand chapter 9,
我们才是一把钥匙能够把整个的预言把它完全解开
了。So that is the key that will open up the, all of the prophecies.
明白吗？
You see that?
所以现在我们很快的来看一下但以理书第九章。
So we'll read chapter Daniel chapter 9.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
为你本国之名和你圣城已经定了七十个期。
70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city.
那到底七十个七年还是七十个七天？
Is it 77 years or 70 times 7 weeks?
你要根据上下文才能。
You have to read the context for you to understand.
原来但以理到了耶路撒冷被掳七十年以后，
So 70 years after Daniel was taken to Babylon from Jerusalem,
他读耶利米书,
when he was reading the book of Jeremiah,
他知道是七十年已经满了。
You know, the 70 years are up.
神一定要带他的百姓回去。
God is going to take his people back.
但但以理已经太老了。
But Daniel was too old.
快九十岁。
He's almost 90 years old.
他不可能再回去。
He couldn't go back to Israel.
他虽然不能回去。
Even though he couldn't go back,
他可以跪下祷告。
He can kneel and pray.
这就是但以理书第九章的但以理的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Daniel in the book of chapter 9.
他在祷告以前。
Before he prayed.
是七十年。
It was 70 years.
等到他祷告起来以后。
After he rose up.
他发现说。
He discovered,
神原来为着以色列和圣城定了七十个期。
So, he realized that God already established for his people 70 times 7.
现在不是七十年。
Now it's not 70 years.
七十年乘七。
It's 70 years times 7.
你明白吗？
In other words,
现在整个的意象放大了。
So now the whole vision has expanded.
现在神要给让但以理知道神心中他的目的是什么。
So now the Lord wanted to show Daniel what was in his heart.
所以原来神为着他的百姓。
So for his people's sake.
你的圣城就是耶路撒冷说的。
So your holy city refers to Jerusalem.
神定了七十个七年。
The God has decreed 70 weeks or 70 times 7 years.
在这七十个七年里面。
In these 70 times 7 years.
神要完成他的旨意。
The Lord is going to finish his work.
明白吗？
You understand that?
不过现在我们要问。
But now we want to ask.
这是七十个七年从什么地方开始算的？
So where did the 70 times 7 years start?
好了，我们再说一遍。
So let us repeat.
那因为我们今天没有时间来读但以理书。
Because we don't have time to study the book of Daniel.
所以我们没有办法告诉弟兄姊妹这一年到底是365天呢还是360天。
So we don't have time to explain whether it's 365 days or 360 days.
那有足够的证明给大家看。
There's enough proof to show us.
但以理所说的这一年指的360天。
So that Daniel's year here is 360 days.
所以在神的旨意里面。
So in the purpose of God.
神有了70个七年。
God has 70 times 7 years.
明白吗？
You see that?
不过一定有个起点。
But you have a starting point.
那个起点什么时候开始呢？
Where did the starting point start?
你读上下文就很清楚了。
If you read the context, it's very clear.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
你当知道。
You are to know.
当明白。
And discern.
从出令重新建造耶路撒冷开始。
From the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem.
好了，你如果读到耶利米，你如果读到尼希米书。
If you read the book of Nehemiah.
你就找到那一年。
You found the year.
原来波斯王他出命令说是要重建耶路撒冷。
So the Persian emperor said, issued a decree to restore, rebuild Jerusalem.
那就是公元前445年。
And that is 445 BC.
那一年你很容易找到的。
That year you can find very easily.
非常非常清楚的。
Very, very clear.
然后从那一天开始。
From that day on.
神定了七十个七年。
So God established 70 times 7 years.
在七十个七年里面神要完成他的计划。
And then in 70 times 7 years, he will finish his purpose.
不过很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
这七十个七年呢。
The 70 times 7 years.
是分成两段。
Is divided into two.
一是69乘71段。
69 times 7 years as the first part.
还有一个七年是另外一段。
And there is one 7 year that's a separate part.
那你要解释这一段圣经。
So if you want to explain this Bible.
你要用主自己的话。
You have to use the Lord's word to explain it.
你若不用主自己的话。
If you don't own you,
你就完全糊涂了。
Then you'll be confused.
所以很多圣经学者在变来变去。
So many Bible scholars, they argue here and there.
他们要知道到底这七十个七年是连续在一起的还是中间分成两段的。
So they want to know whether the 70 years is it continuous or 70 times 7 is broken up into two parts.
但有一件很重要的事。
So there's a very important thing.
在整个的过程里。
In the whole process.
有一段的时间很，有一年很重要。
There's one year that's very important.
那一年就是受膏者出现。
So it's that the anointed one will appear.
受膏者就是弥赛亚的意思。
That means the Messiah.
弥赛亚就是基督的意思。
That it is Christ.
明白吗
you understand that?
现在不光是弥赛亚出现了
Not only is the Messiah appearing,
而且如果你仔细读26节的话
If you read chapter, verse 26
carefully 过了62个七
After the 62 times 7 years
总的来说就是69个七了
In other words, 69 times 7 years
那受膏者必被剪除一无所有
The Messiah will be cut off and have nothing
那就指着主耶稣钉十字架来说
That means when the Lord Jesus is crucified
所以那一年他就被剪除了
So he was cut off
他就一无所有了
He has nothing
所以从初令建造西耶路撒冷耶路撒冷开始
So from the time that the decree was issued for the rebuilding of Jerusalem
一直到主耶稣被钉十字架那一年开始
Until the year that the Lord Jesus was crucified
中间经过多少年
How many years did it by?
69个乘七年
69 times 7 years
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们没有时间去算它
We don't have time to calculate
我可以向你保证
I will guarantee you
我算了再算算了再算
I have calculated once, twice, multiple times.
我不相信我算错了。
I don't believe I counted
wrong. 我怎么算？
No matter how I calculate,
最后主的话完全正确。
So the Lord is completely accurate.
意思就是说
In other words,
你如果从主前445年开始
So 445 BC
到我们的主在主后30年为我们钉在十字架上
Until when the Lord Jesus was crucified for us until 30 AD
你中间一定知道有多少日子
You know how many days there are, right?
那么然后你知道怎么除360对不对
Now you know how to divide it by 360, right?
所以你知道有多少年对不对
So how many years, right?
一点都没有错
It's true that
你们回去再试试看
Can try it again.
那是六十九乘七。
So 69 times 7 years.
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
神的话怎么准确到这个地步
The word of God is so accurate.
一点都没有错的
No matter, not completely correct.
有一件事那样。
The one thing that you have to remember.
圣经没有告诉我们主耶稣生在哪一年。
The Bible didn't tell us what year he was born.
圣经只告诉我们主耶稣什么对我们钉十字架。
So the Bible tells us when he was crucified for us on the cross.
所以这里有六十九个七。
So there's 69 times 7 years.
并不是从重建耶路撒冷。一直到主耶稣降生
So the issue of the decree to rebuild Jerusalem is not until the Lord Jesus was born
那天我不知道
So we don't know what day it is
那一年我们也不知道
That year we don't know
但主耶稣哪一年钉十字架我们知道
But when the Lord Jesus was born, crucified we do know
所以这里怎么说呢
So what did the Bible say?
中间经过多少
How many years?
69个七
69 times 7 years
这是很简单的算数
It's a very simple math
这个算数一点错也没有
So there's nothing wrong with that math
明白吗
You understand that?
所以现在70个七
So 70 times 7 years
是等于69个七
Is equal to 69 times 7
就到主耶稣钉十字架
Until the Lord Jesus crucified
然后还剩下一个七
Then there's one 7 years left
好了现在我们要来看
So we want to look at
69个七跟那个七中间到底什么样的关系
So what is the relationship between the 60 times 7 years and then one time
这就是为什么昨天我们读那一段圣经
That's why yesterday we read that portion of the scripture
我们讲了半天
Now we said many times
我们主要要把大家带回到昨天所读的那段圣经
To bring us back to the portion of the scripture we read last night
好现在我们先来看但以理书第九章
So let us first read Daniel chapter
26节
Verse 26
过了62个七
Then after the 62 weeks
那受膏者必被剪除
The Messiah will be cut off
一无所有
And have nothing
不要忘记啊
Don't forget
对但以理书来讲完全是预言呢
So for Daniel this is completely a prophecy
很清楚的
It's clear
对不对呢然后下面说必有一王来毁灭这城
And then the people the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary
这里没有说有一个王来毁灭这个城
It didn't say there was a king
这个讲一王的名
It said the people of the prince
那主后七十年
70 AD
我们昨天不是讲到说罗马兵围困那个城
Didn't we say that there was a Roman army that surrounded Jerusalem
不是罗马皇帝来围灭那个城的
It was not the Roman emperor that surrounded
我们这有一个人叫提多太子
There was a name named Titus
他只是太子而已
He's not the king, he's not the emperor
他没有做王他不过是一王的名
He was only part of the people of the king
结果提多来就毁灭这城
And then Titus destroyed the city
明白吗
You see that?
还有和圣所
And the sanctuary
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
当你讲到主后七十年
So at 70 AD
耶路撒冷就被围困了
Jerusalem was surrounded
你知道主怎么说呢
What did the Lord Jesus say?
主说那就是大灾难
So that is the great tribulation
明白吗
You understand that?
刚才我们读的圣经。
So, when we read the portion earlier,
是马太福音二十四章。
And then it was Matthew chapter 24.
那个大灾难明显是末日的大灾难。
That great tribulation speaks about the tribulation in the end times.
但是讲的大灾难。
But when you think about great tribulation,
是双重的应验。
It's double fulfillment.
近期的应验
One is the proximal fulfillment
还有一个远期的应验
One is the distal fulfillment
最后
In the
主耶稣第二次来的时候
The second coming of our Lord Jesus
有一个大苦难
There's going to be a great tribulation
但主耶稣曾经来过
But the Lord Jesus came once
主耶稣钉十字架以后四十年
After the Lord was crucified 40 years
果然一块石头不留在一块石头上
Indeed, not one stone was upon another stone
你看见吗
You see that?
很明显的有一王的名来毁灭这城
That clearly it says there is a people of a prince that will destroy the city.
和圣所
And the sanctuary.
叫一块石头不留在一块石头上
Not one stone will be upon another stone.
主说这就大灾难了
The Lord said this is great tribulation.
原来大灾难有近期的应验有远期的应验
So the great tribulation has the close fulfillment and the future fulfillment.
远期的应验和主耶稣第二次来发生关系
The proximal fulfillment has to do with our Lord's first coming.
近期的应验和主耶稣第一次来发生
And the second, the distal has the, related to the Lord's second coming.
现在你明白吗，弟兄姐妹？
So now you understand.
很明显，所有的预言是围绕着两个焦点的。
So all the prophecies surround these two focal points.
那现在我们要问。
So now we want to ask.
从第一次大灾难。
So from the first tribulation.
就是近期应验的大灾难。
So the proximal fulfillment.
到远期应验的大灾难。
Until the distal fulfillment of the great tribulation
或者说靠近主耶稣第一次来的大灾难
so the great tribulation during near close to our Lord's first coming
和靠近主耶稣第二次来大灾难
and then how does that relate to the great tribulation when the Lord comes the second time
中间发生了什么事
what are the things that happen between the two
你如果来读这一段的话
if you read that portion
它是空白
it's empty
但有一件事你知道
but there's one thing you do know
从有一个王的名来毁灭这个城
so when there is a people of the prince to destroy the city
一直到敌基督站在圣地
until the antichrist stands in the holy temple
最少经过了两千年
it's at least 2,000 years
到现在我们还不知道有多长
we don't know how long it is
所以很清楚
it's very clear
这个六十九个期跟另外一个期是完全分开的。
So these 69 times 7 years is separated from the 7 years.
中间有一段空白的日子。
So there is an empty time.
为什么
？Why？
因为犹太人说钉他十字架，钉他。
Because the Jews said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
我们接受耶稣基督。
We accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
所以教会就取代了以色列。
So the church has replaced Israel.
所以这个日子是恩典的日子。
So this period of time is a period of grace.
所以对犹太
So for the Jews,
是完全空白的
So for them, it's empty.
但是问我们要问
But we want to ask.
从靠近主耶稣第一次来的大灾难
So the great tribulation near the first coming of our Lord.
到靠近主耶稣第二次来的大灾难
And then the tribulation close to our Lord's second coming.
中间发生了什么事
So what are the things that happen?
就但以理书来说
According to the book of Daniel,
是空白
It's empty.
我们好不好读下去
So we keep on reading.
你看必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所
And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
至终必如洪水冲没必有征战一直到底荒凉的事已经
And its end will come with a flood even to the end there will be war desolations are determined.
好了现在我们就来到主耶稣所引的但以理书
So then, now let's come to the portion that the Lord quoted.
他一期之内
And he will make a covenant with the many for 1 week.
那就是敌基督来说的。
This speaks of the Antichrist.
一期之半。
But in the middle of the week.
那就大灾难，三年半大灾难的。
So that's the 3.5 years great tribulation.
他必使祭祀和贡献止息。
He will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering.
那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来。
And on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate.
然后主耶稣接下去说。
And then the Lord Jesus said.
这就是大灾难。
This is great tribulation.
明白吗？
You see that?
很清楚。
It's very clear.
一个王的名毁灭这个城市大灾难。
So for the people of the prince to destroy the city, it's a great tribulation.
将来敌基督出现也是个大灾难。
When the Antichrist comes, it will also be a tribulation.
中间是不是连下去的呢？
Is it a continuous process?
当然不是连下去的。
It's not.
根据主的话是非常清楚的。
According to the word of the Lord, it's very clear.
一个是靠近主耶稣第一次来。
One is close to when he came the first time.
一个是靠近主耶稣第二次来。
One is close to when he came the second time.
但如果你读但以理书
But if you read the book of Daniel,
你只知道它是空白。
You will only know that it's empty.
但是感谢。
But thank the Lord.
是我们的主。
It's our Lord.
填了那个空 空。
He filled that void.
告诉我们在主回来以前。
Tells us that before he comes back.
有哪些事要发生
？What are the things that will happen？
所以昨天大家还记得吗
？So yesterday, remember what we read？
第一件事情。
The first thing that happened.
就是虽然他们。